Welcome back to the Plotopsy Podcast here at Misanthropy Movie Blog. With each episode of the Plotopsy, I take apart a movie that is generally accepted to be a failure and try to determine just what circumstances and actions led to its demise. Today's feature is 1989's The Punisher, starring Dolph Lundgren. The Punisher is a character who was initially created by Gary Conway, Ross Andrew, and John Romita for Marvel Comics. He was debuted as an antagonist to Marvel's friendly neighborhood web-slinger in The Amazing Spider-Man number 129 way back in 1974, and quickly became a popular figure. 1989's The Punisher marked his first appearance in a film, though certainly not his last. Two other high-profile movies were also created based on the character many years later, 2004's The Punisher and 2008's Punisher Warzone. He is also set to appear in an upcoming season of Netflix's Daredevil television series, which functions as part of the greater Marvel Cinematic Universe. The screenwriter for The Punisher was Boaz Yakin, who has penned movies like From Dusk Till Dawn 2, Texas Blood Money, The Rookie, and Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time, and even directed movies like Remember the Titans and Uptown Girls. The Punisher was directed by Mark Goldblatt, who is best known as a proficient film editor, with credits that include such movies as Predator 2, Enter the Ninja, Humanoids from the Deep, Piranha, Super Mario Bros., The Howling, Commando, The Terminator, and Terminator 2 Judgment Day. However, The Punisher is one of only two feature-length directorial efforts by Goldblatt, the other being the buddy cop zombie flick Dead Heat. The editor for The Punisher was Tim Welburn, who also cut the Stuart Gordon flick Fortress and the Beastmaster television series. The cinematographer for the film was Ian Baker, who also shot such movies as Queen of the Damned, Evan Almighty, and Roxanne. The musical score for The Punisher was composed by Dennis Dreif, who has worked as an orchestrator on movies like The Rock, Jurassic Park, and Misery. The visual effects work on The Punisher was provided by one Roger Cowland, who worked on Babe, The Piano, Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, and The Howling 3. The Punisher's special effects and makeup teams included common elements with movies like The Matrix, The Road Warrior, Street Fighter, Fortress, Crocodile Dundee 2, Razorback, and Mad Max, among others. One of the producers for The Punisher was Robert Mark Kamen, an accomplished action movie writer who penned screenplays for such movies as Taken, The Transporter, The Fifth Element, Lethal Weapon 3, and The Karate Kid. The cast for The Punisher includes action star Dolph Lundgren of Masters of the Universe, Dark Angel, Rocky IV, and many others, Louis Gossett Jr. of Iron Eagle and Jaws 3D, Jeroen Krabbe, best known for The Fugitive and The Living Daylights, Barry Otto of The Great Gatsby and The Howling 3, Nancy Everhard of Deep Star 6, and Kim Miori of Metro, The Big Picture, and Loverboy. The plot of The Punisher follows Frank Castle, an ex-cop turned vigilante who hunts down and executes criminals, particularly those involved with organized crime. After 5 years of his activities, the local criminal scene has weakened considerably, but the power vacancy attracts the interest of a foreign criminal power, the infamous Yakuza. After the Yakuza attempts to seize the remaining operations of the Italian mafia in the city by kidnapping the surviving leadership's children, Castle winds up making strange allies in his efforts to save the children and put the Yakuza down. Reportedly, most of the fight choreography for the film was done with full contact, and professional martial artists were hired for the fighting roles instead of stuntmen. Dolph Lundgren did most of his own stunts for his role, which was possible given his martial arts background. The Punisher is arguably one of the best-known Ozploitation action movies, meaning that it was filmed in Australia and designed with extreme violence on an exploitation level. A sequel to the movie was at one point planned, but the production company, New World Pictures, wound up going bankrupt before it could happen. The Punisher, interestingly, did not theatrically release in the United States, due to the aforementioned bankruptcy of the production company. However, it managed to distribute to theaters internationally, at least in places where it wasn't outright banned, and popped up on home video in the States shortly after. The beginning of The Punisher features a thinly veiled version of John Gotti, one of the most well-known gangsters of the modern era. In 1989, the year of the film's release, he was still 2 years off from his ultimate conviction and incarceration, but was very much a public and recognizable figure as a crime boss. While the character isn't explicitly named John Gotti in the movie, he is referred to as the Dapper Don, a well-known nickname of Gotti's. The reception to The Punisher was generally negative. It currently holds Rotten Tomatoes scores of 28% from critics and 32% from audiences, along with an IMDb user rating of 5.6. However, it has a dedicated cult following in spite of the bad reviews. Now, onto the plotopsy of the film. Why was The Punisher so poorly received? First off, the violent content of the movie was destined to isolate many critics right out of the gate. There is a long tradition of even fantastic movies being written off by contingency of critics for moralistic concerns alone, so the idea of any grindhouse exploitation-style action flick getting a warm reception was unlikely. Some might claim that Dolph Lundgren was a casting error for the production, but I personally think that he captured the brooding essence of Castle quite well, and that Goldblatt's decision to allow him to rewrite his lines helped his performance be far more natural, in spite of what was still a bit of a language barrier for him. One common complaint I have heard about the movie relates to the lack of the Punisher's most iconic imagery, a stylized white skull, which appears on the character's chest in most of his depictions. I do think that this was a bit of an oversight, but the costuming on Lundgren looks very natural in the movie, like he is actually a renegade cop, and not a spandex-clad cartoon. Still, the lack of the skull was definitely an issue for dedicated fans of the character. The biggest problem with The Punisher, if you ask me, is the fact that almost nobody saw it. Nowadays, it is hard to imagine a Marvel film going under the radar, but the distribution problems that plagued The Punisher were not unheard of. Almost the exact same situation happened the next year with 1990's Captain America. In spite of the films being based on popular comic book characters, there was no guarantee that they would make it to domestic theaters. I think that the last notable issue with The Punisher comes down to its very fabric. This film looks, sounds, and feels like it was designed as a niche cult movie. Like a self-fulfilling prophecy, this was destined for a small audience from its inception. I think that 1989's The Punisher has a great grimy look and feel to it, which is definitely a credit to this being an exploitation-style action movie. Honestly, I think that this ambiance fits The Punisher as a character better than the other adaptations, though I don't hate either of those films as much as some people do. As weird as Lundgren's casting might seem at first glance, I think he nails the spirit of the character pretty well, as I mentioned previously. Also, it is hard not to appreciate that this movie isn't an origin story, and that the plot the screenwriter came up with is actually pretty cool, and deals with the realistic consequence of the presence of a Punisher-style vigilante. I never understood why so many people vocally hate this movie. The absence of the iconic skull image on Frank Castle's chest is certainly notable, but that actually strikes me as pretty minute on the grand scale of things. This movie is over-the-top violence and action in its purest form, which is basically what the spirit of The Punisher is all about. I feel like it is a real shame that Mark Goldblatt hasn't directed any other movies, as both The Punisher and Dead Heat are entertaining flicks that have become cult classics over the years. I definitely recommend checking this movie out, as it is arguably the best of the Marvel movies made before the modern era of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Sony Spider-Man flicks, and Fox's X-Men franchise. I think B-movie and action fans, in particular, will enjoy this adaptation, perhaps more so than die-hard fans of the comics. In general, I think this movie deserves a second look by audiences, particularly given the increased popularity of the Punisher as a character over the past two decades. That's all for today's Plotopsy podcast. Be sure to check out the Misanthropy movie blog at misanthropy.com, and check out the archives for hundreds of posts on some of the worst features ever to deface a screen. Also, check out Misanthropy movie blog on Facebook.